Okay, let's review Brachos Daf Lamed Ches. The Gemara first talks about a zar, a non-kohen, who drinks tevash tamarim, the honey that comes from dates, or any may peros of truma, whether he's chayiv to pay a keren and chomesh, whether he's chayiv to pay the extra fifth. According to Rabbi Elazar, he's chayiv to pay a keren and chomesh to a kohen, because it has a din of eating the fruit itself. But according to Rabbi Yeshua, he doesn't have to pay a keren and chomesh, because it's considered zeya bialma. It's not considered the fruit itself at all. Only wine and oil are considered the fruit itself, even though they're the juices that come from the fruit. And just like we have a machlokas by truma, you have the same machlokas when it comes to a bracha. According to Rabbi Elazar, you make a bar priya eitz on fruit juices. According to Rabbi Yeshua, you make a bracha of shahakol. The next topic the Gemara discusses is trima. So what is trima? So the Gemara says trima is anything that's crushed up. At first, when Rava was asked about this, he had no idea what trima was. It's something that's crushed up but not completely pulverized. So if a person does this with a fruit, you make a bracha of bar priya eitz. You're even allowed to crush up dates of truma and to make truma out of them. That's not considered to be mafsid truma, which would be in a sedar raisa to be mafsid truma, but it's not called that you're being mafsid it because it's still considered a pri. However, you're not allowed to make beer out of the dates of truma because that is considered to be mafsid the truma. That's considered to be a destruction of the truma. The Gemara then discusses shasisa. What is shasisa? That is a food that's made from some type of roasted grains. If they make it in a thick way, the bracha is mizonos, because then it's meant to be eaten. But if it's made in a very thin way, then the bracha is shahakol, because the assumption is that it's made for therapeutic purposes. It's mutter to drink it on Shabbos, even though it's primarily meant for refuah, since it's something that's royal ishtiyah. It's mutter to mix in and stir a shasisa that's thin on Shabbos to mix it really well. That's not considered to be a violation of the malacha of lisha, of kneading. And finally, on Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, at the bottom, the Gemara discusses what the proper nusach of the bracha of hamotzi is. Is it motzi lecha min ha'aretz or hamotzi? Nusach of the bracha clearly has to be in past tense, that Hashem already was motzi this lechem that you want to eat right now. If someone says motzi, that's definitely past tense, because the pasuk says that Hashem was motziam mi Mitzrayim. So at that and at the time that the pasuk is being spoken, it's talking about when we already came out of Mitzrayim. Hamotzi is a machlokas. The Chacham hold that it implies past tense. Rabbi Nechemya holds it implies future tense, because the pasuk says Hamotzi eschem mitachal sivlos Mitzrayim. So at that time we were not yet out of Mitzrayim. So the Gemara had one opinion that held that it's better to say Hamotzi, because that way you're teaching us a great chiddush. You're teaching us that Hamotzi is valid, and Hamotzi could even mean past tense. But the other opinion says, no, it's better to just stay away from machlokas and play it safe and say motzi. On Lamed Ches Amud Beis, the Gemara discusses shalom. If a person has vegetables that are cooked, what bracha do you make on it? So Rav and Shmuel hold the bracha is bar pri adama, and that is the shita of Abaye as well. Rabbi Yochanan's shita is somewhat clouded in mystery. Rabbi Binyamin bar Yefes and Ula both report in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that it's shahakol, and Rabbi Chiya bar Abba says the bracha is bar pri adama in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that it's bar pri adama. But the Gemara says even though it's two against one about what Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba is much more authoritative, because he was very, very precise in getting very clearly exactly what Rabbi Yochanan held about everything, so much so that he even hazarded his learning with Rabbi Yochanan every single 30 days, every single month. And when Ula reported from Rabbi Yochanan that the bracha is shahakol, he was just repeating the mistake of Rabbi Binyamin bar Yefes. He didn't hear it independently from Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rav Chista, if it's a vegetable that's normally eaten cooked, like a karuv, a terad, a dala'as, if you cook it, you make a bar pri adama, because that's the way it's normally eaten. If you eat it raw, it would be shahakol. It's an abnormal way to eat it. A vegetable that's normal to be eaten raw, like onions, garlic, if you cook it, you'd make a shahakol, since it's changed for the worse when it's cooked. Rav Nachman writes that according to Rabbi Meir, you'd make a bar pri adama on shlakos, even on a vegetable that's normal to eat raw. According to Rabbi Yossi, you'd make a shahakol, because it's no longer considered pri ha'adama once it's cooked. That's the basic discussion of shlakos. What about, what bracha would Rabbi Yochanan make on an olive that that was maluach, that was salted for an extended period of time. So according to Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, he would say bar pri eitz, that we maluach is kumavushal, so it has the same din of shlakos. And then he would make a bracha of al ha'eitz as the bracha achrona. But it could be, the Gemara says, just because he made a bracha rishona and achrona doesn't mean that it was a bar pri eitz and an al ha'eitz. It might have been a shahakol and a bari nefashos, and that's where the Gemara strangely seems to assume that bari, at first strangely seems to assume that bari nefashos isn't really a bracha achrona. Then in the context of this discussion, the Gemara had mentioned that according to Reb Meir, you could be yotze the mitzvah of matzah even with cooked matzahs as long as they haven't disintegrated, and according to Rabbi Yossi, you cannot be yotze even if they haven't disintegrated. Rav Nachman thinks that this machlokas is whether matzah that's cooked is called lechem or not, but it could be that's not the machlokas. It could be the machlokas is whether you need tam matzah or you don't, or whether it still retains tam matzah, but not whether it's actually called matzah. It might be that everyone agrees it's called matzah, it just doesn't retain tam matzah. And also the Gemara had discussed maror that's cooked. So that for sure you're not yotze the mitzvah of maror with. Even if you hold that you would make a bar pi adama on cooked vegetables, so it's still called a vegetable, yeah, cooked maror is still called a vegetable, but it doesn't have tam maror. And everyone agrees that tam maror is something that's definitely required for the mitzvah of maror. That's the chazara of brachas taf lamed ches.